Warte. Alrighty, take two this time. Hello everyone, and welcome to Siren AFAM Podcast, episode 9, I believe. I'm here with a friend right now. Robert, you want to say hi? Or what? I don't know. If you don't want to, that's fine. Are they seriously? I have like siblings in the background. They're pestering the poor cat. I can hear him screaming. So today, Robert is probably going to. I don't know what Robert's going to do, but.
Okay, let's try that.
Sorry, what? We're going to do a skit or something? You want to try to do a skit
We
or
were
something?
gonna until I realized that Anchor was trying to redirect to my phone and not the audio to the headset.
Yeah, your phone and your headset, they hate you. I understand.
Yes.
So, yeah, Robert, you can say hi.
Yes, I am Robert, though you probably know me from my channel, which I refer to as Down the Rabbit Hole. Hello.
You're
Yeah,
weird.
I'm weird like that.
Okay.
I have problems. Don't you be?
We
Yeah,
have a
I'm
problem.
weird.
All right,
Okay,
guys.
joke
So pretty
aside.
much today we are going to do a OC skit.
And this time we're gonna do it together.
Yeah, we're gonna do it together because he needs
I will
content.
be doing the roles of my two of my OCs. The father of Ariel's husband, Robert Draymer, named Soren, as well as another one of my OCs known as Aura Melody.
Yeah, those two. Siren has a question for Soren, so I'm gonna give him the earbuds and
We're gonna begin.
yeah, we're gonna start this. Siren, come here. Yeah, the guy you wanted is here. So like do you want to? Okay, hold on. Hold on. All right. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Exactly how do I get him? Because something isn't right here. I haven't seen him for 2 whole days.
The whole avoiding tactic. Sadly, this
Yeah.
isn't the first person he's done that to. I've heard of
Yeah.
numerous other instances, most
So
which
you're
take
telling me that he's avoiding?
the last girl he did this to thought that the best way to fix it is just to leave him alone and let him come back to her. Except that didn't go out so well. I don't like to say why, because, well, knowing us, this is going to stay clean. And knowing me, I probably have
Do
to
you know
beat people
how
to
long
save their
I
innocence.
waited? I
I
waited
understand why you
hours.
waited. But that doesn't
Hours.
make him any less of a jerk because of it.
All
I've
I need to
heard
do.
so much from Ariel how much he gets ticked off by him.
Ariel is
Just,
already mad. There's no changing that.
of course she is. And then
She still
the
hasn't gotten over
girl.
him, and then the fact that I'm trying to go after him makes her even madder at me than she already is. Really, I haven't done anything other than just flirt with him a little bit, and then that's it. But then, when I'm like, oh,
Quick question. What would you do if I was pregnant by the guy that you broke up with? That's when she strangled me. And it didn't go so well.
Then I
to
heard
to
about
kick
the whole thing about... I heard the whole thing about you and Irene.
Yeah, me and Irene also fight a lot because she decides, oh, how about I steal your man as well? Since you apparently don't deserve him. She doesn't understand that I work a whole lot. It's hard to stop bar fights. Bar fights are like the hardest thing to do when you're wearing heels. It doesn't help. It never helps. Ever.
Bar fight.
Okay.
I was told you were working a pole every day.
Yeah, I do work the pole most of the time. But if I'm not there, or if I'm not on the stage for a certain amount of time, a bar fight happens because one guy is like, oh, that slut's probably doing something. And then some guy, some big fan, I'm gonna guess, decides, oh no, she's not a slut, she's just, you know, doing what she does. She's hanging out, resting like she's supposed to. And then a bar fight happens and I have to jump in between. And usually I hate having to do that because lots of expensive heels get messed up. Because some douchebags like to think it's funny to flip a girl right off her feet and take her heels and use them to hit a guy. Why? I don't know. But yet it happens. And I don't understand the meaning of it. But it still happens.
Meanwhile, you mentioned you stopped bar fights. Who trained you, Zenith? Oh, wait. I forgot. Never mind. I was going to say, I thought he taught Matthew, not you.
Well, I've heard of Matthew, though we don't really talk. He's only been to the bar like maybe once, but only to get information on someone, then left. Never came back. Though he was good looking. That I can surely remember.
Knowing Matt, knowing him, he's probably still looking for that friend of his. I think he said he was some kind of like anthropomorphic Lugia or something.
I was confused about what he was looking for at first. Till he showed me like this picture, but then I was like, at the time I think I was halfway drunk, so I wasn't quite sure what it was. But I gave him just enough information that I guess sent him on his way, and hopefully it was credible. Most of the time, if I'm drunk, I don't speak normal English. And sometimes, if I'm really plastered, not English at all. I go right back to Draconic. Wait.
Reminds me of the time Rob here went to see Bryce and Natick got into a drinking contest with him. Bryce unfortunately lost that time around, which, if I remember correctly, he rarely loses. Why do I ask? Why do you bring that up? Just you.
Wait a minute. I just remembered. Before he left, he put something in his pocket. I kept asking what it was, and he didn't answer me. Now I know what he took. He took my last bag of catnip. I was going to smoke that later. Man.
Why would he take catnip? I don't think that gets a chiraling high.
Well, it gets me high.
Technically, that's what the emotions are for. Technically, an overflow of emotions gets a chiraling high, not catnip.
Well, I mean, you never know. You can do many things with catnip.
So,
Like, put
if
it
there were
into.
people like you in existence, but just like you in existence elsewhere, I could see how I could use it to bribe them.
Yeah, you can use it to keep cats near you so that whenever you get attacked by feral dogs, the cats are there. That's what a friend of mine did once. It didn't end so well for him because one of his favorite cats got killed right in front of him. And then he had the nerve to call me, told me to pick up the cat's body. What? No. That can wait. There is a meeting going on. You can go talk to the other recipient. Chum's always trying to do stuff. So, back to what I was saying about Draymer.
Of course, of course.
You need to get him back here. I have urgent business with him. If he isn't here by, let's say, Friday, I'm coming after you.
Now, we don't need to be frightening people. Though I think you've made your point clear. He needs to learn to respect his elders. So maybe he
You don't
should be brought
understand, do
back to
you?
you kicking and screaming like a 2-year-old.
You don't understand the urgency, though. I lost something important.
I do
Very important.
understand. I don't think you understand what I've went through, though. The woman I love got killed for treason by my own colony, no less. How do you think I feel? Killed the Draymer's mother for treason when what she did was reasonably justified because of an illegitimate king in the colony. And then, to make matters worse, they kicked Draymer out because they think, oh, he's a half-breed and his mother's a treason committer, so we should just leave him out there to fend for himself. What do they know?
You didn't lose a kid, though.
Didn't, but thanks to them, he's become the brat he is.
I hadn't lost that kid, I'm pretty sure he would still be here, hugging me, trying to comfort me at least. And I guess
I'm not really sure what you're.
learning about
Oh,
the job
come
and everything.
on, give it a rest. God darn it, leave him alone. Or, what?
What is
Seriously,
she
can't
doing?
you keep that freaking black spirit quiet? Why didn't you
What is
just
she doing?
tell me?
She's doing something, isn't
Don't
she?
you freaking get started with me.
Is she playing a game or something?
Guys. Will you stop? Will you stop arguing? What happened to saving everybody's innocence?
Well, there's no such thing as innocence when I come around, apparently. There really is not much innocence when it comes to a demon going into your house or something. Especially when it comes to your bar. Makes things 10 times worse.
Then again, I guess we have, Rob has to deal with the same thing. He doesn't have much innocence because of what happened between us and him. So, in that case, I guess, in that case, both of us are on the same even playing field. And now people know why I drink.
I drink more than you do.
Retention.
It gets hard. Very hard here. Everyone else is pretty much just like, oh, you're the strongest out of all of us. You're the leader. You do leader stuff. We can do what we want. Then here comes Irene, thinking she could just take over and do all kinds of stuff. She better be glad that the last time she was here, I wasn't here. Because I surely would have kicked her out of here. I don't want to kick people out. But wait a minute. Where is my knife? She came by when I was sleeping in bed and took
that's fine.
My knife.
Well, I think we know who Kara's been hanging out with. Wait.
That was my favorite knife. Forged out of the blood of her himself. I got it from him. It was a gift.
She was here 2 days ago. She said she was going to be gone for an entire week.
How long
did Irene say she was going to be gone?
That knife was a gift from him. As an engagement. That knife was was pretty much an engagement ring in a way. I don't know why I accepted, but I did it.
You got engaged to Kara.
More like Lucifer, but still, who cares? I don't know what to do now. I don't.
Well, the thing about Lucifer is, well, let's face it, he's cute, he drinks, and let's just face it, you and him have the same kind of humor.
Well, I mean, we hang out a bit, but I never thought he felt that way. Then he told me that when we finally get our castle together, and he gets all my subjects to, quote-unquote, like me, that we will pretty much be able to do whatever we want, and that all of our little children will be happy to know that they can do whatever they want without being prosecuted. That's a dumb fantasy.
Indeed.
But I can't say anything, since if I disagree, my kingdom will be destroyed, and my brother, its husband, and everything will hate me. my life is so screwed up. That's why I need Draver to come back so that he can talk to him. That way, I won't have to deal with him anymore.
We'll make sure it happens. We'll make sure it happens. God, Soren, can't you just stop hogging her? Whatever happened to being a you and me thing?
Do you want to die? I don't mind you.
Seriously, you don't want to mess with me. I have had been followed around by freaking black spirits that summon demons trying to kill me at every waking moment. And I have none of my memories, and all I know is I can kill these fucking things. I don't know what to
guess
do.
Guess what? Guess what?
The freaking demons it summons. I can kill these things. I don't know. I can't explain it. And did I sign up for any of that? No. Do you understand? what I went through? I don't think you do. And you know what? I would be more than happy to let the Black Spirit here reiterate my point. Oh my gosh. Really, really, really? You would really do it?
No demon scares me.
Oh, please. You and me? You versus me? Come on. You'd be a cakewalk. I've been worse shit than you.
You don't understand what I was forged from, do you? There is no way of killing me.
I am much more powerful than you. The demons I summon, they're titans.
Okay.
They're colossal titans.
Well, we just my whiskey
I
here.
Could wreck you. Read my lips. I could wreck you. Bring it.
That is some strong stuff.
Well, there goes that.
Hey, my whiskey's good. Okay, it's not my fault. But I didn't want to drink any more of it because I'm saving it. Until she came here, so I didn't see her breath talking about nonsense. I just had to. It's her fault. Not mine.
I don't know, Tavia. What do you think? Should we just go out and get a drink? Because apparently these three seem to want to just punch each other in the face.
Yeah, see, it seems like they do want to punch each other in the face. But, I don't know. Would it be good to leave them here? Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. All right, well, guess me, you can actually go and, get some food.
Yeah.
I'm actually trying to get some pasta right now.
We could always go get some Pocky and Faygo together.
Yeah, Pocky and Faygo sounds great.
Unfortunately, I think Sushi would be jealous knowing that we're eating Pocky and Faygo without her.
No one has both. No. I mean, they're just sitting there in that corner, dead staring at each other. Oh, wait. Nope. Siren has, Oh, wow. Siren, put the bottle down! Put that bottle down!
I don't think the bottle would work against the Black Spirit. It would probably just face through the bottle.
Yeah, most likely. I don't know why he decided to go for a bottle instead of a sacred blade. Oh, wait a minute. It's because I read to it. Yeah.
I'm not sure how I should feel about this. If I remember, Irene still hasn't popped her kid out yet.
Yeah, Irene is probably going to wait for something. I don't know what. Hopefully
that kid has I'm surprised that kid hasn't fed on her so much that Irene has dropped dead halfway through the pregnancy. Because normally when you get pregnant by a chiron, the kid has a tendency to feed on you during your
During the pregnancy,
the unborn child tends to feed on the mother.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me make note of that just so that I don't end up getting killed by Siren later. I need to make sure that he remembers.
Speaking of which, how did Ariel manage to survive giving birth to Fern? Was Fern always hesitant to feed on people, or was that just a thing between her and Ariel? Because for some reason, every time I look at Fern, I never seen the cats for feeding on anybody. So feed on emotions, but she never feeds on any monsters. Really weird.
Yeah. I guess since Fern is half draconian, she
has like enough willpower to resist the tendencies.
Yeah, probably. Because when she comes to visit,
I usually see her eating fruits instead of like feeding off of Siren's emotion. And usually at the time, whenever she visits, Siren is like pretty much jacked up. So
maybe she just
high off catnip.
Maybe
or
she's on Siren when Siren's hung over.
Yeah, it's easier to
maybe
feed off him
when
he's
Siren
hungover.
Isn't able to do anything. Like,
yeah.
If Siren's hung over and not really paying attention, maybe that's when she does it.
Maybe, but I mean, it's hard to tell because Siren doesn't drain of energy. It's kind of weird. Like, he can be awake for like 3 days and still have so much energy to dance around.
Indeed.
While if Ariel were to be awake for 3 days, halfway through, she would be trying to, like, go to sleep without anyone knowing. But, yeah, while they're staring at the wall, trying to kill each other,
I think we should just hope for the best and hope that it just turns out to be nothing more than a staring contest.
Yeah, let's hope Siren's Mansion is not.
We'll just hope they stare each other until they get bored and leave.
My lizard tried to scare me. I didn't realize how huge she was until now. She's looking at her. I'm getting off topic here. Okay. Well, yeah, let's just go. Let's leave out this room and slip the door. Okay. Well, that's all that we could do for now.
Yeah.
If you want us to do another collab, my lizard is still walking around like a weirdo. Sydney, what are you doing? Okay. You want us to do another one of these? Contact either one of us.
You can find me at mine. I obviously go by Robert Alexander Law, or if you want to look me up, you can probably find me through Converging Minds. And then because Tavia here is doing her solo ones of her own, I might possibly consider doing ones of my own where I do some from my OC, many OCs, so you might get to see some of the stuff like this from me. So that could be new. But yeah, can be sure to look us up. You can follow us or like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I also, another thing I should probably mention about my channel is I take music requests. So if you're like, there's a song on Apple Music or Spotify I want you to play on your thing. There's there will be one day a week where, and just so we're clear, this day is picked at random. The day will be a whole day, like a whole thing of just only music requests. There'll be like a day a week where I do stuff I pick, and then like another day where I do stuff which like just stuff that is requested by people listening. So if you want to request something, I'm going to be taking requests starting tonight, and then you would basically have 1 week to get your request in, and then I'll play it together and have it set up for next week.
That's his stuff. So, for my podcast, after this, I'm actually going to record a skit for Siren. Siren disappeared. So I'm gonna guess he went to the bar or something. So
you could always do one of Bar. You could always do one with, if you haven't done, one for, the amorous version of, Harav, you could do that.
Yeah, I could, but...
That would be funny.
That's gonna be, like, a later thing. That's probably gonna be for, like,
or,
YouTube.
Or, yeah, even better, stuff. You could do Remy. Your variation of Remy.
I could do Remy.
People would love that. People would get a kick out of that one.
I did Irene, though, so I was like, Irene sounds like Remy, so I don't really have to do Remy right now. But anywho, yeah, I will try and find Siren in the bar and, like, pull him off to the side to, like, a quieter place to see if I can get him to talk about his problems. Because, man, he has so many. Maybe I can get him to talk about his addictions. I don't know. Probably get him to do something. I'll have to think before I quote unquote interview him. So yeah, we will hopefully see you guys. Well, yeah, see you guys again.
And just one more thing, now that I thought about it. I think when it came to when I was doing my stuff for the skit, I feel like I did what Seth MacFarlane does. Seth MacFarlane does all the readings for all the different voices all at once.
Yeah, you're weird. You're weird. I haven't used many OCs in two.
But, yeah. Dang, 31 minutes. Not bad.
Not bad. Alrighty.
So, yeah, we're gonna go now. Hopefully you all enjoyed this.
Yeah. Again, contact us if you want. Well, yeah, if you want us to do another thing like this, and we will gladly do it. We have free time most of the time. I get out of school pretty early, so I don't have to do a lot of waiting.
Yeah, so we'll try to do this again soon.
Yep. All right. Bye, everybody.
See ya.